The Alaska Department of Transportation plans to spray herbicides on Prince of Wales Island. It will be the first time that DOT has applied herbicides in southeast Alaska since the state eliminated public review requirements in 2013. This has some community members and environmental groups worried about chemicals leaching into nearby habitat. Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Mike Coffey is the DOT's maintenance and operations chief. He says they're spraying on Thorn Bay Road to combat invasive species like canary grass.
Miles in a row of invasives alongside the highway.
The DOT plans to spray a single application of herbicides along 17 miles of highway on the eastern side of Prince of Wales Island.
And just vegetation in general, block signs. It causes sight distance on the inside of curves. You can't see animals.
So he says there's a lot of reasons why the DOT does vegetation management. Most of the time, it's done with tractors and brush cutters.
But in terms of invasive species, a lot of times the mechanical methods actually just spread it.
The state drafts a plan to assess roadside conditions. For Thorn Bay Road, the DOT says they may use chemicals, like Garland 4, Habitat, and Roundup.
The one thing I think a lot of people don't understand is that many of the herbicides that we have approved are things that you could probably buy in Home Depot or Lowe's.
Pamela Miller says she knows the herbicides are EPA approved for certain household uses, but that doesn't mean she agrees with its application.
The Department of Transportation would be using much stronger formulations than would be found on a hardware shelf, and I would not advocate the use of these chemicals even though they're available.
Miller is the executive director of the Alaska Community Action on Toxics. She says herbicides, like Roundup, have been scientifically linked to birth defects, certain forms of cancer, and neurological problems.
Particularly, it is not safe to be used in a place where people are subsistence harvesting plants, deer, fish, in and around wetlands and streams.
Kasan resident Rob Layton agrees. He's trying to organize community members against the DOT's use of chemicals.
There is a large percentage of people that pick berries, hunt, and fish.
He says spraying herbicides could also be harmful to the native community, who harvest plants along Thorn Bay Road for medicinals.
I don't know exactly about the public comment. I think they have to officially come through and perform public comments.
Actually, that's no longer the case. In 2013, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation eliminated the permitting and public review requirements for most applications on state land. Agencies can spray after giving the public a 30-day notice, which on Prince of Wales Island, they did, notifying residents in the local newspaper on August 2nd and 4th. Karen Hendrickson is the DEC coordinator for the state's pesticide control program. She says the state is doing everything lawfully.
You know, people do have strong opinions about pesticides and pesticide use, but we make our decisions based on risk analysis, not on necessarily just whether or not people are uncomfortable or unhappy with the idea.
Changes in regulations by the DEC last year sparked concern in other southeast communities, like Petersburg and Skagway. On Thorn Bay Road, the DOT says their environmental analysis still needs to be conducted, and they don't know exactly when the spraying will happen. The Alaska Community Action on Toxics says groups like theirs are examining legal options. In Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.